Okay, Chevra, let's just continue briefly what we're up to in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Last time we learned, we gave an introduction to Hilchos Talmud Torah, and we discussed how for the Rambam, Talmud Torah is very fundamental. That's why it's part of Sefer Mada, whereas for Shulchan Aruch, Talmud Torah is kind of tucked away in the middle of Yeridah, etc. After I gave the shir, someone emailed me to say that, you know what, it's not really the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Tor. Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. And I also think, and what this fellow was saying, is that like the Tor, unlike the Rambam, who sat down at the beginning and charted out where all the dinim should go, right? The Rambam put together his 14 books, and the Rambam tells us in the Hakdama that he was discussing how to organize things, etc. The Tor, I think, really muddled his way through. And the Tor gives us Talmud Torah in Shulchan Aruch Yeridah just because he has like no other place to put it. And that's absolutely correct. I still stand by my idea, though, that for the Tor and for the Shulchan Aruch, Talmud Torah is much less fundamental. But like we noted last time, I don't think they're disagreeing with the Rambam. They just are using a different organizational structure than the Rambam. Everyone agrees that Talmud Torah is mamish the ikar. I remember when I was working for President Joel, so one time he spoke in Chicago, and he spoke in a certain shul that the yesod over there is that Torah is the ikar. The whole shul actually has bumper stickers that say Torah is the ikar. So President, what?
Sounds like an amazing
shul. It sounds kind of cool, right? So President Joel got up and he began his speech to say, I just want to talk about the model of Yeshiva University, which is that Torah is the ikar. And like everyone's like cracking up. It's actually kind of funny. And I think it's actually true on some level, but that's more of a topic for Shir Lunch. But basically, for the Rambam, we're talking about philosophy. We're talking about what place Torah plays in the life of a Jew. But that place is not necessarily confined by the amount of time that we spend on Torah. The Torah / Shulchan Aruch are more based on the time that we spend. Let's begin Hilchos Talmud Torah. Zok the Rambam, Noshim Avodim Uketanim Peturim Mitalmud Torah, Aval Koton Oviv Chayiv Lelamdo Torah, Shenemar Velamadtem Osom Es Bneichem Ledaber Bom. Right, so women, avodim, and ketanim are pturim from Talmud Torah, but a katan, despite the fact that the katan is potter from Torah, daddy has an obligation to teach him Torah based on the pasuk v'limadtem osam es b'neichem. Ve'eino isha chayeves l'lamed es b'nashe kol chayev l'mod chayev l'lamed. So this Rambam is very interesting. Usually, if I begin a series of halachos, I don't begin with the exceptions; I begin with the rule. No, the rule is, I would begin, that kol ish v'ish is chayiv in Talmud Torah. No, everyone has to learn, exception to the rule, nashim avodim uketanim. No? For some reason, the Rambam begins with the exception, and this, of course, is really problematic. If you look in Rav Nochum Rabinowitz, in his Sefer Yad Peshuta on the Rambam, Rav Nochum Rabinowitz is the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Birkat Moshe in Malay Adumim. Rav Rabinowitz basically comments that the Rambam begins with the exception because since Talmud Torah is so fundamental and is part of Sefer Mada, and all of the real Ikarim and Yahados apply to men and women, everyone equally, everyone has to believe in one God, etc. So therefore, when I start Hilchos Talmud Torah, I confront a problem. Well, one second, what about women? So the answer is, the Rambam says, yes, women are exempt. Now, this does not take away anything from the fundamental nature of Talmud Torah. I want to spend time on Talmud Torah for women specifically later on in the Perek, when we'll do Halacha Yud Gimel. It's like the very end of Perek Aleph, so we'll hold that conversation in abeyance. But what the Rambam is getting at is that despite the fundamental nature of Talmud Torah, still Noshim are Peturos. Now there are two Girsaos in this Rambam. The way I have this Girsa, the old edition Rambam that I keep here in this desk. It says Noshim Avonim and Ketanim Apotim from Talmud Torah, but a father has to teach the katan. You get an impression from that that the katan kishala atzmo has no chiyuv. The katan is almost like the chafza of mitzvah for daddy teaching Talmud Torah. There is another gear, so that just says that Noshim and Avodim are potter. Avol katan aviv chayiv lalamdo. That girsa would lead in the direction that maybe the katan has his own chiyuv to some extent. This is a famous machlokas, of course, between Rashi and the Bahag in general. In Brachos on Daf Memches, is a katan considered a mechuyev bedavar, albeit midrabbanan in mitzvahs, or does a katan have zero chiyuv, and it's only daddy's chiyuv? Now, that conversation is about mitzvahs in general. The pashtus is that Talmud Torah is different than all mitzvahs. In other words, daddy has a mitzvah to teach the kids how to shake a lulav, how to do every mitzvah, no? Katan sheyodeya l'na'aneya, aviv buys him a lulav. Katan sheyodeya lehis atef, daddy buys him tzitzis, no? I'm chayiv in all, or the father is chayiv midrabbanon to be mechanech his katan. Chinuch in general is a din d'rabbanon. There are two times though the chinuch is a din d'oraisa. Talmud Torah. A father has a d'oraisa obligation to teach his son Torah. Min ha-Torah. Nothing to talk about. The Leo HaSeder, the Torah says, v'higad to levincha. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. No? It's not the same chinuch that's mid-rabbanon. If that's the case, the Avodas HaMelech, that's the Rav's uncle, Rimanachem Krakowski, Krakowski, whatever. So Rabbi Menachem Krakowski, the Rav's uncle, the Sefer Avodas HaMelech, points out that the Lechem Mishnah over here is very difficult. The Lechem Mishnah is Mitzayin, the Marim Makom, for a katan from Perek Lulav HaGozol, that katan sheyedei ledaber abiv milamdo Torah, which means Torah tzivolano Moshe. So the Avodas HaMelech jumps up and down and spits water nikos. He says, what are you talking about? That's a din d'rabbanon. That's connected in the Gemara to chinuch on, to chinuch, let's say, on lulav, and chinuch on tzitzis, etc. But min ha-Torah, there's no chiyuv in Sukkah daf mem beis. Over here we're saying that there is a chiyuv min ha-Torah, etc. So, over here what we have is a Rambam, who says that there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah for a father to teach a son, based on the pasuk, ulamadtem usam es b'neichem, that a father should teach a son. The Rambam does not quote the pasuk of v'shinantam levanecha, because the pasuk of v'shinantam levanecha is a different mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of a Rebbe, not the mitzvah of a father. The mitzvah of a Rebbe to teach Torah, and this is a comment that the Netziv makes in his notes on the She'otos in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Beis. There are two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah of a Rebbe to teach Torah is Vishinantam. Vishinantam means Shiyu Divrei Torah Mechudodim Beficha. A Rebbe's mitzvah is to make sure the Talmidim get it really cold. Every detail, precision. No? The Gemara in Baba Basra is very critical about Yoav's Rebbe, who didn't teach him how to read properly. So he said, Timcha es Zachar Amalek, not Zechar Amalek. A Rebbe's job is all those details. A father's job in Talmud Torah, the job of Ulamatem Osam Es Benechem, etc., that job is not as detail-focused. The job, I would say, of a father is more about entering a child, entering his son into the avira, into the experience of Torah. My raya to this is fewfold. First of all, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us that a father's mitzvah of Talmud Torah might only be mikra, not Mishnah and Gemara.
right? A Rebbe's obligation, or else I'm getting paid, it's like mamash a racket that they pay me for anything. Rebbe's obligation is also to teach Gemara. No, daddy's obligation is just to teach Chumash. That source of teaching Torah to a grandchild, which the Rambam mentions in Halacha Beis, that is a source that's based on the mitzvah of Ma'amid Har Sinai. The Ramban al HaTorah tells us that one of the zechiros, every day we have to remember certain things. One of them is to remember Ma'amid Har Sinai every day, no? The Har Sinai experience is what the father is teaching. You get that experience by doing chumash. Father, grandfather is about teaching an experience. A Rebbe is more about teaching content than teaching experience. And to that extent, I think we could say, even within the mitzvah of chinuch, that there's a difference between the d'oraisa and the drabonans. The din d'oraisa of chinuch is to teach your kid the experience of what it feels like to be a Jew. That's the din d'oraisa. The details, right? That's a Rebbe's mitzvah min hatayra, but that's a father's mitzvah midrabanan. Right? The details of every mitzvah are different than the fundamental approach of the experience of Yiddishkeit. V'holdatam levanecha v'lemadtam osam espineichem. Those are mitzvahs of a father and a grandfather. There's so much more to say about Talmud Torah, but we also have to learn Shabbos. Okay, Chevra?